If you're not listening to the Smoke World Podcast, you're wasting your time, you mortal. What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of Smoke World. I'm your host, Stone. So go grab that stick. Go grab a glass, whatever you're drinking. Let's sit back and have the conversation. Today, I'm joined by my man, my guest co-host, Sketches is in the
Sketches
building.
Sketches is in the building.
What's up, brother?
Man, I don't know, man.
You came back from a trip, bro. How was your trip?
Oh, the trip was great. I'm smoking a house cigar. And I know people that don't even smoke house cigars. I'm telling you. I know people that, nah, I ain't house cigar. Nah.
Well, depends on who house cigar we're talking about. That matters. But I feel you. You may be right, but I think it does. The key word, depend.
Like, someone about to say, yo, nah, man, these are good. And I know people that still wouldn't do it. Nah, I'm good. I'm not, nah, son.
No, that's true. That's
I'm not going to do it. I'm good.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Today, I'm smoking Aksum Foundation Cigars. That's spelled A-K-S-U-M for those who want to know Foundation Cigars. I'm a Foundation Cigar fan, the Tabernacle. But this is my first time trying this particular cigar. So yeah, let's talk about your trip, man. Where'd you go?
I went to Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, nice.
Fort Lauderdale kind of remind me of Delaware for some apparent. Not Delaware. It remind me of.
I'm going to say, oh.
Of a Smyrna. A Smyrna.
Smyrna what?
Not that much traffic. You can still jump around and go to the beach. Shopping. You can still go to, you know, and have to worry about violence. But you're still in the you know what I'm saying?
You're still in the mix.
You're still in the mix.
About 20 minutes away from Miami.
30 minutes.
Okay. 20-30 minutes to Miami to get into the excitement of all what you want to get into.
They got every place that you can possibly name when it comes to designer clothing.
Well, that's not for me. I wear Walmart.
Well, they had Walmart there?
Yeah, well, that's my designer clothing, brother. Walmart is designer clothing.
It was my mother. My wife, she did it. She hooked it up because it was her birthday. Mm. And she was like, we're going to go to the mall. So I'm like, cool, let's go to the mall. Man, I made that turn into that mall, and I started seeing all these Saks Fifth Ave and Gucci. Prada. I was like, you got me.
Yeah, baby.
You got me.
Pull your credit card out.
2 days before her birthday. I knew it. I didn't expect to see all of this here.
You don't think she knew? She knew. She said, look, let's go to the mall, baby. I'm going to show you where the mall at. I got it on GPS. It's only 20 minutes away, honey.
It's called Aventura Mall. Don't go there.
Yeah. You want to tell us how much you spent?
I know I didn't spend that much. I think I bought a pair of glasses for like $350 for some sunglasses. $350 for some sunglasses.
Amazon, baby.
$350. They was on sale. Marked down from $449. Oh. So, you know, we got to get these. It's marked down from $449.
Okay. Who we? I mean, I said, you got to get them.
I was like, the sun is that bad of your eye that you want to spend? You already got a pair.
That don't matter.
Yeah, but I need a pair for when I'm driving, and I need a pair when I go out on vacation.
Eh?
What?
Yeah, that's fancy, brother. That's fancy. Ladies, I love y'all. Y'all fancy. 99% of y'all. Shoes, pocketbook, outfits. You got 5,000 outfits in the closet that you don't wear. But guess what? We got to go to an event on Saturday.
Oh, I need a new outfit. And then she was like, oh, I didn't know you was going to buy this for me for my birthday. Wow. If I didn't know that, I'd have bought something else. Matter of fact, let me get something else. So she goes and shops.
Okay, folks. And I know y'all can't see him, but he's got this Sambo, like, shucking and jiving.
So she was like, well, look, if you're going to do this, I wasn't expecting this. I was like, why was you knew you were what you were going to be? So now I can get these shoes now. They on sale for $400. Woo! She started doing that clap.
Hercules.
I'm like, you know what? Go ahead, girl.
But you know what?
Go ahead.
I'm glad you said that. It seems like everything they buy, if they tell us, I don't have that situation in my home. I don't care. She's gonna buy what she wants to buy. But it's always on sale. You ever notice always that? Everything is always on sale. Guess what, babe? I got this at a discount. It was on sale. Get the hell out of it. Don't matter to me. You spend your money how you want to spend it.
Exactly.
But everything is always on sale. I noticed that. But anyway, the cigar, man.
What are you drinking? What are you drinking with your cigar?
Today, you know, I hate to be shouting out liquor companies, anybody else who ain't paying for sponsorship. Mother. All right, 1738 today. Lil Remy.
1738. That's the guy with the one eye was doing. That's just the guy with the one eye.
That's a lot of those.
You got the rapper with the one eye. Wasn't that the one he was talking about back in the day? Got locked up, had like 17 kids.
Come on, man.
Out of Jersey or something? That's not the nigga he was pushing? 1738. I don't know, man. I'm not hard into rap like I used to be, man.
I'm out of the scoop, bro. Man.
I don't know. Nobody,
man. Yeah, me either. Yep. Don't have that conversation with me.
And I love hip-hop, but I'm like, who is that?
Yeah, so that's a whole nother conversation. Hip-hop and what we got going on now.
I was like, damn.
I don't want to touch it, but yeah.
We don't. You ever notice we don't listen to new hip-hop as we smoke cigars? I don't want to. It doesn't match. This new hip-hop do not match me smoking a cigar. It doesn't.
Very good point.
You ever notice that? They don't play it.
Depends on where you at, brother. So let's think about this. Final Friday, what are they playing?
They're playing old hip-hop. They're not playing the new stuff.
Okay.
I'm talking about this new stuff. They're playing hip-hop. Old hip-hop, 90s,
because y'all 80s. Old asses. It's nothing but old asses up in there. Everybody got sciatic, hemorrhoids, arthritis. Young people at the hookah lounge is playing today's hip-hop, brother.
Oh, yeah, because hookah's for the kids. It's like old dirty bastard.
That's my whole point. They're not listening to old-school hip-hop. They're listening to today's music, smoking on that grape, that cherry. That's what they do. So, depends on where you at.
That
location.
Tropical fruit, location, that berry.
Location makes the difference.
I see the guy sitting there making up the paste. You ever go to the hookah lounge and see the guy put this jelly out? And he's making this jelly and he's whipping it up and he's with a spatula and he's... Yeah, they make this like paste. Then they put the glop on top of the thing. Here you go. And it looked like a sundae. And you smoking a sundae and got all this type of
hot stuff
on it. And they just taking the pipe, son. And the way it looks is like, yo, you don't. What's in that stuff?
I normally see
it glows in the dark.
The cubes is what I've seen. I don't know.
No, I'm talking about the stuff that they put in there.
I'm not at hookah in the lounge frequently enough to know that. I haven't seen that, brother. I'm not familiar. Not familiar, bro. Not familiar with that because I don't frequent any hookah lounges.
Right. So
not to say I wouldn't, but I just don't. There's none around. I'm not going to say there's none around here, but I have no interest.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what's inside of it now. I don't even know what they're doing. There's no guidance on it. There's no one saying, hey, nah, don't do this. They can do whatever they want. No one is testing this.
So it's not regulated. I think it is. But
it's not regulated.
I don't know. I don't care. Because here's the thing. A lot of those places, you can't smoke a cigar. So why would I be there? I'm smoking cigars.
But it's still a tobacco.
Guess what? So is cigarettes. Can't smoke cigarettes in a cigar lounge. Think about that. And to my cigarette smokers, we love y'all. We do. But this is not the same, okay?
Is it etiquette or is it a sign posted that you can't smoke cigarettes? It's just etiquette.
No, a lot of places there are signs that says no fucking cigarette smoking in my cigar lounge, bitch. Yeah, so it's like that. I'm sorry.
Well, I didn't know it was regulated.
Yeah, it's regulated, brother. So, you know, when you run out of Newports, don't come looking for my cigars.
Or you detectives, don't be coming in with them Winstons.
Whoa, or Marlboro.
The Marlboros.
Remember Red Pack. Remember Miss Mary smoked Miss Virginia Slims. Miss Mary from down the corner.
Don't be sneaking here with your Spencer and Hedges.
I think we woke everybody up. So today's podcast, we want to touch on traveling with your cigars. 101. And for those who know every goddamn thing, who just said, really, Stone, Sketches, y'all talking about traveling with cigars like people don't know that. See, the problem is, for those who do it and have been doing it for a long time, I think they're arrogant because they know it. They think everybody else should know it. And this is where the problem comes in at. Okay, folks? So I'm going to talk to my veterans and tell them, get your head out your ass. Just because you've been doing it 10, 15, 20, 30 years does not mean everybody is on the same playing field. So, you want to listen? Grab your drink and grab a stick? Great, we love you to listen. But if you figure, I don't need to listen to this bullshit Stone's talking about. Him and Sketches don't know shit. Well, we don't.
I make a monkey talk.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Oh, damn. Not my bad. I just blurt that out.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry, folks. Yeah, sorry for the interruption. I forgot where I was at. But anyway, let's talk about that. Let's talk about traveling with cigars. So, what do we want to start? Let's just start from the very beginning.
We could start on what not to do. How about that?
That's fine. That is fine. Let's start with what not to do. What do you recommend that the traveler not do?
I think that you should pack cigars, a little bit of cigars in all your luggage. A little bit on the bottom, a little bit on the top. Can't put all your cigars on the bottom because you lose your bag, it's stuck. You put all the cigars on the top, you might not have enough room to put it under your legs, and now you're paying for an extra bag.
Okay, so if I can, we're going to have a conversation here. Me and Sketches is going to have a conversation. You guys and girls are privy to hear this conversation. I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I'm not packing my cigars with my luggage that's checked. I need to have those cigars. They're precious.
I'm about to go away for a month, and I'm taking 30 cigars with me. I can't carry 30 cigars between my legs along with my laptop and my iPad and my toiletries. Then I'm paying an extra $40.
Okay, if I can. So, mm-hmm. Very good point. Where are you going? Are you going somewhere?
I'm going to a hot climate.
Okay, so you're going to an island.
An island.
Okay, so here's the thing, folks. Very good point. If you're going somewhere, if you're traveling in the U.S., something called Google, Safari, you do a search to find out, will there be a cigar store / lounge where I'm traveling? So I don't need to bring all these cigars to try to smoke for my 1 week vacation.
And see if it's the prices.
Of course, that's going to matter. But cigar smokers don't care. If they fiending, they're going to pay that price. Mm-hmm. They're going to cry the blues. Damn, a Prodermo costs $20? Guess what?
Because that's where I'm going. I'm going to an island, tourist island, where it's a possibility they're going to try to get me for $15 a stick.
$15? You better try $35, brother.
And me and my wife smoking. I don't want to share with her no more.
Whoa, hold on.
Because we went to Panama, and I only brought 5 sticks.
Okay, you said your wife smoked.
My wife smokes cigars also.
So she's responsible for her own cigars.
No, you can't do that, buddy.
What you talking about? This is an independent game when it's a cigar game. This ain't the rules don't.
The rules
do not apply.
It changes
when the spouse smokes cigars. You on your own. Don't be digging
my
shit.
My wife don't smoke. She don't buy cigars. I buy them.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here is an educational moment.
She says that's part of my expenses.
Wow.
But I don't pay for groceries. Why would I argue with that?
Okay, well you can. You can with that.
Oh, she got all the groceries, son?
Yeah.
And I'm only complaining about a couple of $100 for some cigars, you know, every so often?
Well, that's a different conversation.
We go to Costco, so she's dropping $400 a shopping cart.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the regular average. That's a unique situation. Yeah. You know, that's very unique.
Because we had this argument. She was like, you want to see how much? You're right.
Yeah, that's very unique.
You're right.
Very unique.
God damn it.
So that situation is different. But to my average couple, spouse, you smoke, you're on your own. You buy your own shit. You have your own cutter. You got your own lighter. You got your own travel humidor. You don't get to go digging in my shit. No, no, no. Because that brings up what they call court papers, divorce. That's real talk.
So, like there's a lot of airplanes. Like I said, a lot of airplanes, airlines are not allowing you to bring anything bigger that cannot fit through your legs. You're gonna have to pay $40, $35 for as a carry-on.
It's even more than that.
And there's certain airlines that you got to check in as a check-in bag. There's no more carry-ons.
I don't know about
Frontier.
That.
Spirit.
No, Spirit allows you. You just got to pay for it. So Spirit does allow you to have a carry-on, but you got to pay for it.
But France Frontier too.
So, but Frontier, like I said, you certain size. So, for example,
No. They just changed it. Yeah, if it don't fit between your legs, you pay for it. That Spirit and Frontier.
What mean underneath the seat?
Yes.
But, okay. Right.
You're gonna pay for it.
That's normally how it's been for a little while. They all making money.
And I think JetBlue is switching over too.
Well, not the planes, the chairs.
JetBlue is switching over also.
They all robbery, homicide. I'm just not a fan of packing my cigars with my luggage. And like I said, when you know if you're going on vacation to an island, of course they're going to rob you. You best bring your own cigars.
Right. And if you're doing 2 weeks, you're looking at, you got to bring a minimum 14 cigars.
Now, that's going to vary. Some people smoke.
But I'm saying minimum.
Yeah, I'm saying think about that. We got cigar smokers who smoke multiple cigars a day.
Right.
So for those individuals, that's a whole nother game.
You can't carry that little
two-layer. Well, you have to pay for that.
Right. You're gonna pay for that. And that's both ways. So you're looking at, what, $90 just to carry on cigars?
Bro, if you think cigar smokers, man, they got a problem. They smoke. They need that. They're going to pay that $90. They're like, yo, bro. I'm going for 2 weeks. I need my smokes. Yo, it's going to be $100. I don't give them. Yo, I need that. They're going to pay for it. That's not even a question there. It's not even a question with a cigar smoker. Not even a question. Me personally, like I said, going back, I'm not a fan of packing cigars in my checked luggage because they're disrespectful at the airport.
Oh, yeah. I put it right in the center.
Okay? First of all, they lose your luggage. That's number one. They throw your luggage around like it's trash.
Oh no, that's shockproof, waterproof.
Absolutely.
And I stick 8 sticks in there, so I know for a fact I had 8 sticks in
right
there.
And then
I carry probably another 8 sticks.
Okay, so I don't want to take you off your game. You said you were going to tell us what not to do.
Oh, what I did is you can't treat your cigars. Like they're, you know, you got to treat them for where you're going. So me, when I went to Jamaica, it was so humid over there that when I packed it in plastic and put the plastic inside the container, it got super wet. So when I took it out and we wanted to smoke them and they were so wet, they wouldn't stay lit. They were so wet. So I was supposed to let them dry overnight. I could have let them out and let them dry overnight, but I took it out. I bought it for the wedding. I gave it to all the best man. So we sitting there with wet cigars.
Can't do nothing.
But when I was in Panama, I didn't have that problem. Open it up, juicy.
Good to go.
Because it was raining over there. It wasn't like
humidity levels. Humidification makes a big difference. So you need to be paying attention to something like that. But like I said, when you go into these resorts, you definitely want to have your own cigars. Yeah. They may have some.
Expensive,
like training day. Yeah, they're gonna get you.
Because I'm sure somebody might take a couple. I'm like, I'm gonna buy some when I get there. And you want to be like, yo, $28 for a cigar?
Yeah, easily. 28 to 30 for bootleg sticks.
You said bootleg.
Bootleg sticks. Nothing fancy. Straight $10 smokes cost you $30 on a resort.
Yep.
So, okay, what else did you want to let them know on what not to do?
And what not to do is buy those cheap cigars and bring them and mix them with your cigars, because some of them may have beetles in them. Almost got me.
Very good point.
So I'm like, okay, let me get these good cigars. And I call Will. I'm like, yo, you want some cigars? Yo, I got some Cohibas on sale. I got him. He gave me 60% off. He said, how many you want? He says, nah, they might got beetles in it, bro. I said, I'm at the factory place. Nah, they might got beetles. So I'm like, you sure? All right. So now let me just get seven. I just got seven of them, right? I put them in the bag. I put them, you know, I bought them. I said, damn, we got some cohibas. We'll smoke these next week when these run out. Mm-hmm. Me and my wife. Left them in the bag. Left them on the table. 3 days later, I said, so what the fuck are these hoes coming from? Fucking. So I do tiny holes in there. I'm like, what the fuck? I open up the plastic bag. Motherfucker got little beetles in it. Mm. We were just saying that. Yo, he told me don't put them with the rest of them. I wasn't thinking.
Right.
Yeah. I was about to put them with the rest of them.
He did tell you.
Yeah.
He might have beetles. He was like, nah, this deal too good, it's son. Too good.
60% off, son.
Good. Yo, know what you talking about, man? You, man. You
but being that he's about. A traveling man, I travel too, but I was in the moment. 60% off cohibas.
There was a reason. It was setting you up.
They were real cohibas, but they were out.
Right. But here's the thing. Very good point. I'm going to say majority of smokers probably have not ever, and I'm making this number up. I'm like Trump right now. I'm making something up. Had to deal with tobacco beetles. They never experienced that. And I just made that number up, majority. They say, you know, that's what they say. They say the majority of people who smoke cigars never dealt with cigar tobacco beetles. Never experienced
right.
it.
Right.
But that's something to think about. Because that gets in your, imagine you put that in your humidor.
Yeah.
You got hundreds of cigars. These jokers is like, yeah, boy, we're going to tear these tobacco cigars
and,
up.
And you know, you're going, we probably got some cigar enthusiasm. Like, yo, you should have saw when you got them. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you're doing. I inspected it. I looked at it. But I have a magnifying glass, and right. you know, it didn't have that white coating on like it's about to go moldy. No, they have. I looked at it. I'm like, you know, I ain't have a magnifying glass. I'm like, okay,
they're
cool.
Inside, bro.
Inside.
Inside. Wait to come out and do their thing. Like, we're going to work our way from the inside to the outside.
The holes wasn't big. It was just little tiny holes. And then I grinded and I started. So I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers. So I text Will again. He says, you know what? You can actually put them in the oven and bake them, and they'll come out. If they're lavas, they'll come out. I was like, damn, what am I going to do?
The freezer.
I just, you know, they got me for $60.
Yeah, buddy, got you. That's exactly what happened. They got you, buddy. So, okay, very good point. Point number two. If you're out somewhere, you don't really know the cigar vendor or the store, separate those cigars.
Yes.
From your cigars that you brought. Yep. Because you know at least the ones you're hoping aren't jacked up. Very good point. Very good point.
And keep them in the bag. Because I was going to take them out the bag and switch them over. Man, thank God I ain't do that, man. If Will wouldn't have told me, I would have mixed it together because I wanted to keep them. Of course. I'm there for 3 weeks. I'm in Antigua for 3 weeks.
That must be nice.
I'm there for 3 weeks. So I was like,
man, bro, how'd that happen? You got money like that or just...
It's cheaper to go out.
You're tired, too.
It's cheaper to go one place and stay there for a month or 3 weeks, Airbnb, than to...
You're retired, so you can do that.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I'm hating a little bit.
You know, we're going to Honduras for a month.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to tell you when because there's somebody going to try to jump into my pool while I'm going.
Yeah, like me. Don't worry. I take care of it. I got you, brother. I got you. All right, so we got the two things. Now, is there anything else that you feel as though...
You got to find out where you're going, hot climate... But like I said, where are you going to put your cigars at? You're going to pay for the top then.
So that's going to vary.
Cause you know, you got to pay both ways now.
Absolutely.
Unless you're going to smoke them all. No, you're still going to have the luggage. So here's the thing.
That would be a personal call.
It's pricey. It gets pricey.
Cigar smoking is pricey.
It is pricey. But at the same time, we always trying to find
a smoke world discount way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
But if a cigar smoker knows that they're going somewhere and they need these cigars, they smoke cigars. They're a cigar smoker. They're going to pay. Like I said, there's ways to get 20 cigars to fit underneath the seat. That's easy. That's not a problem. Like a laptop bag, they might not have a laptop. They on vacation.
Right. They're not going to do laptop.
I got my cell phone. I won't be bothered. I'm on vacation.
Right.
I'm good. My cell phone does everything pretty much the laptop does. So it all depends on what type of trip you're taking. That's what I was going to go into.
Because if you got any type of camera equipment, that's going to go between your legs. You're talking about a dozen cigars. your cam equipment, any a laptop, you're gonna have to pay. Now, if you're gonna pay, then I guess it, you know, you don't care,
right? And that's
if
what
you got that extra $100,
and that's you what ain't happens gonna care. Because they need their cigars,
right? And that's now if you're going with your significant other or something, that's $200 you're paying just for luggage alone. Now you got to think about it. I'm gonna just buy the cigars when I get there. $200
if you can. If you're in the States. And that's not all places, but I'm going to say the majority again. Here we go.
Oh, majority. The States is a little bit better.
Yeah, you could probably find somewhere and buy some cigars. But if you're going to an island, isolated place,
right,
you're going to have to pay.
Because when I went to Fort Lauderdale, the guy says, yeah, it's a $10 cutting fee.
Yeah, some places are
like $10 cutting fee. You could bring your own liquor.
That's cool. A lot of places work
like that.
He
said either or you bring your own cigar and you buy
two cigars.
Or buy two drinks. It's as long as you spend $10 in here, we don't care.
And you're going to do that anyway. So that's
so make sure I'm like, that's good. That's good to know.
Let's touch on that real quick. Cigar smokers. Hey, watch the static. Cigar smokers. So you know the etiquette. When you go to a lounge, support the lounge. You know that's etiquette. You can't just go in there with your own sticks, sit down, cross your legs, and start smoking. You can't do that. Okay? That's all. Make sure you know that. All right. So let's get into the things that you may want to know to do when you're traveling with your cigars. You want to have your cutter. You don't bring your fancy cutter, people. I know y'all fancy cutters. You fancy lighters, the $300 lighters, the torch lighters. You can't bring that on the plane, people. So do not, listen closely, do not bring your $300 cutter and your $5,000 lighter. Don't do it. You go to the store. If you don't have the corny stuff, you go to the corner store cigar lounge, get the $2 cutter. Now, I know some of y'all like the V's and you want to punch. They have the cheaper version of all that. Do not go bringing that fancy lighter, because torch lighters, believe it or not, TSA does not allow you to actually bring torch lighter carry on or check in if they catch it.
Right.
But a lot of times they don't catch it.
Right.
I ain't going to lie. I put my little bootleg torch lighter in my jeans.
Right.
Put it in my...
You might get away with this. Yeah. Might.
Right. A lot of times you would. And check luggage. Must go into the check luggage. Put it in some jeans.
Yeah.
Put it in your pocket. Yeah, you keep it moving.
Right.
But now let's go to carry on. Guess what's allowed? That bootleg Bic lighter. Yes. Bic. And wooden matches.
Wooden matches.
Are your friend. You can bring your cutter through TSA, you can bring that on carry-on.
Right.
Your cutters are fine.
Right.
Not that fancy cutter that look like scissors. Do not bring those. That's fancy equipment.
Right.
We're talking about a straight cutter. You go get the $5 punch. They have the V's that are inexpensive. So do not. Listen closely, people. We're talking to the new guys and girls. When you going on vacation, do not bring a torch lighter. You can't take that on carry-on. You can sneak it in your check luggage. Carry on, matches, Bic, cigars.
You know, if you do it right, a Bic should be able to last you for 1 week if you get the burning wood. See, I keep burning wood. You light the burning wood, you can light two cigars with that little flick because you burn the wood instead.
Yes.
And now you can light two cigars.
Cedar.
Three cigars if you want cedar.
Yes. So, for those...
That's cheap. You can get that. They give it to you free when you buy a cigar sometimes. Mm-hmm. Carry a sheet of that, light your cigars up, and you good.
Or sometimes when you buy cigar boxes, when you buy a box of cigars, some of that cedar is packed in.
Depends on what
you're packaging. So you can take that and rip that up into strips.
A Bic, you can get through a week with a Bic, a nice loaded Bic.
Get two of them.
Yeah, get two of them.
For $1.
Two.
Okay? And those who's frowning their face up right now, stop. Okay? They ain't nothing but a soft flame. Because some of those are Bic. Stop the bullshit.
Or get you some matches.
Soft flame the Bic. Because half of these torches, you guys are burning up the cigar. Some of these torch lighters are ridiculous, bro. You can sweat pipes with these.
I'm guilty.
You burn the hell out of
I'm
cigar.
Guilty.
Cigar black.
I just burned my pinky the other day.
Pinky, your mustache.
Had my pinky out, and I'm... Oh!
Them joints is too hot. They're too hot. I mean, I'd rather have a soft flame personally. Grab a match, a Bic,
I gotta
my
get
soft
back.
Flame lighter.
I gotta get back into the sticks. wooden sticks and
all that. These torches is gangster, bro. It is. Sweating pipes. You can do plumbing work. I promise you. I tried it. Did plumbing. I sweat pipes with a torch, cigar lighter. Period. That's crazy. All right, so what's the next thing we want to let these folks know? Okay, you know what I remember? I used to be on planes every day, all day. I used to bring my travel cigar case, the plastic one that most of you guys see. 1 year. Well, not even 1 year. I'm going to say one opportunity, you know, grab my case. I travel. Get where I'm going. Mm-hmm. I can't open that baby up. It won't open. The travel cigar humidor, I could not get open. You know why? From the pressure on the plane. It would not open. I had to take a screwdriver. No, I had to get a knife. Where I was at, I had to get a butter knife to open up my case. That's how it got pressurized.
You know what? That happened to me, too.
Got pressurized.
But I didn't realize that until I broke one of the hinges on first. It's right there. That's the one I got. That happened to me.
Yes.
I couldn't get it open, so I had to pry with a knife and crack. One of the hinges broke off. It still closes because I want to.
Of course, but
it wouldn't open.
Yes, so that's why we're talking to the new folks.
I'm in Antigua going, how the f-
what happened?
How the fuck am I get this shit open,
bro? It happens from the pressure on the plane. Locks
this,
that case,
and this one has a precious thing on it, a valve on it.
Mm-hmm.
This one has a valve. The outer case has a valve on it. That's so true. You know, you open it and close it.
Yes.
But the little one did. Now I couldn't, and I popped it, and broke it off.
Well, mine is exactly like yours because my one side is broke. That one side, because I'm like, yo, what the hell?
And I put that on the bottom, and you've had carry on. You put it, but I guess it's the same position.
Yeah, it don't matter. You're on that plane. It's
pressurized.
Yeah,
pressurized. They pressurized the bottom too, right?
Everything, the whole plane.
Whole plane's put right.
Yeah. I mean, whole plane's. Somebody go put the pets down there, so of course you got to be pressurized. Got
dogs. Forgot about them bastards.
You know what I mean, little Fido and
little
Mookie,
Missy.
So we got that. Now, I guess, like I said, here's the thing, folks. If you're going traveling for business purpose, you know what? I'm going to have a short period of time where I only I can smoke my cigars. I'm going to conferences. And a lot of times these conferences last 9 to 5. But then they have these after parties, so you're going to be kind of stuck. So don't go bringing, Churchill, Gordo's. Bring something small, a little Robusto. And that might not be something you smoke, but you just got to consider the time frame you're going to have to smoke. If you're going for leisure, I'm going to sit back, sit on the beach. Mm-hmm. I'm chilling. I got nothing but time to smoke my cigars. Great. That's when you bring all your good shit. You know, it's like bringing busted up draws. Like, I'm going to take the holy draws.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on it. I can throw these away when I get there. I'm just need these one and done. Got a hole in them. Keep it moving. It's similar to that with the cigar. So be mindful of the type of trip you're going to take and how much time you have to smoke.
Right.
That's going to really be the key to this whole conversation when traveling with your cigars. What else is going on, man? It's a lot of politics. I don't want to really get into politics, but it's a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm going to say rest in peace to O.J. Simpson. He's a real good. He's a cigar smoker.
You know that the White House got in trouble for saying that. They didn't say, to the Goldman family, our prayers and thoughts are with you. The fact that they said our prayers and thoughts go out to OJ's family, they got a little heat on that.
You got to understand something. This country is built on innocent until proven guilty. He was innocent. You have to give them respect of an innocent man. It's the system. You can't do that. You cannot, you can't do that. He won the case. You can't do that. You can't double dip on justice. I'm sorry.
I understand.
Same thing with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson did not, he was innocent. So anytime you make those jokes, nah, he was innocent. You can't double dip on justice.
Sir.
Can't do it. I'm sorry.
I hear what you're saying. But
now, if they would have did that to like a Marilyn Manson, I get it. Not Marilyn Manson. Marilyon Manson, right?
No.
The guy, Helter Skelter. When he died, you can't say rest in peace to him.
Mr. Manson.
Yeah, but Because he was guilty. If you're innocent and you win the case.
People feel dislike that with OJ. How you feel, I respect it. But there are people who view Mr. Manson and OJ in the same book.
Like, no.
This bump.
One is innocent and one is guilty.
Well, the system. You know what I mean? They didn't prove
beyond
a reasonable doubt that he was guilty. So that's the key. Beyond a reasonable doubt.
Well, if they would have did the right thing, if the cops wasn't faulty, they'd do the right thing. That's absolutely what happens when you do the right thing.
Yes.
Do the right thing.
But some would say, because of that, does not negate the fact that he did it.
What
just
about
because the cops were the Kardashian and planting evidence.
Kardashian, she should be the last person to be mad when it was her husband that took the evidence away from the scene.
Mm.
He was the one with the briefcase with all the bloody evidence was in that briefcase. That bag that he had when he left had all the evidence in it. They didn't check him.
Wham, wham, wham.
That's so Miss Kardashian, it was your husband that got him out of the way. So don't get mad. Don't do that. Don't double dip on justice.
I think it was all swinging anyway. They always knocking each other off.
Of course they were.
You know, doing
the thing. Of course they was.
Now, how we got here, folks, from cigar traveling?
Somebody else died, though.
Somebody else died.
It was OJ. Louis Gossett Jr. Rest in peace, Louis Gossett Jr.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah. Okay, now that's a conversation.
Yeah, Louis Gossett Jr.
I mean, he got anything going on? We don't know nothing about any skeletons or graveyards.
Louis Gossett? Nah, Louis Gossett was, he was cool. Somebody else died. It's another person that died. Forgot who it was.
A lot of people died, bro. I mean, I can't keep up.
It was trilogy. Come up,
I mean, they say they die in threes. I don't know if OJ was considered one or not.
Yeah, he was one.
Yeah, okay. Depends on who you are. You know, a lot of hate for OJ. I don't think OJ did it. I think he knows.
He knows.
Yeah, you know.
He could have been there. Who knows?
Right.
But he's innocent.
Yes. The system found him innocent.
For that crime.
Yes.
The second crime is
they got him.
Dumbass wrong. Got him.
Still in his own shit.
Still his own shit.
They got him. They got him. Is there anything else you want to add to the podcast, brother, before we
close it up?
You know.
Cigars. That's about it, man. That's all the shit that happened to me and my cigars traveling and that's it.
Okay, well, how can they support you? You have a business, brother. You keep almost like forgetting to add that in here, brother.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. How can they find out
about...
Oh,
that's right.
Yes.
People please. That smoke cigars, technically, should be taking my Irish Moss daily. It clears the mucous membrane and it gets rid of the tobaccos that's left and all the tobacco products and toxins that's left on your throat, your tongue, and your esophagus. My Irish Moss will help get rid of that sludge and that accumulation of tobacco and toxins on your mucous membrane. So you can go to my website at www.rocnrodproductions. That's rockandrawproductions.com. I have a whole website. You can get Irish Moss. You can get a whole different cancer alternative teas, stuff for pain. I got pain rub. Everything's natural. Those that don't want to catch cancer, trying to prevent cancer, trying to slow it down, go to my website. I got everything for you, man. I'm trying to be 100 years old.
Okay. There's no way you could change that website, brother. That seemed like a long...
Rock and Raw Productions.
It's just, you mean, it's like you had to figure it out. Let alone somebody listening to like...
Rock and Raw Productions.
Now they got to rewind this 10 times.
R-O-C-N-R-O-D Productions.
One more question. Is there a difference between Irish Moss and sea moss? Is that the same or just something different?
Well, they got Irish Moss because the Irish Moss, they come from the Irish coast. So it's the same stuff.
Okay.
People think the Irish come from the Irish people. It's come from the Irish coast. So the Moss come from the Irish coast, which is Africa. So it's all the same stuff.
Okay. Okay.
It's all the same stuff.
Good stuff.
But if you want to get it from the Irish coast.
I mean, any sea moss would be better than none.
No, they got some. They got red sea moss. They got sea moss from different countries. They got sea moss from Spain. They got sea mosses from South America. You want to get the one from Africa.
Okay.
The best product comes from the Nile.
Say no more, then.
The Nile River.
Say no more. Well, listen, folks. To follow me, Smoke World Podcast, IG. Email stone@smokeworldpodcast.com. And the website, smokeworldpodcast.com. And the YouTube, It's up. I got some interviews from the PCA. Matter of fact, I need to put our interview that we had with our sister of the Leaf. I still ain't post that. Go to YouTube. In the search, you type in Smoke World Stone. That'll give you where you, that'll put you where you need to be. Smoke World Stone on YouTube and Facebook. If you're interested in joining the group, Smoke World Podcast on Facebook. Yo, listen, we appreciate you guys and girls listening to us go back and forth. We hope you found something educational out of this. If you didn't, you just wasted 15, 20 minutes of your life. And you won't get that back. But we still love you either way. So with that being the case,
are you but you're going to put the links on the Facebook page.
Which link? For what? The YouTube?
You're going to put the link to the podcast on
Smoke World. On the Smoke World Podcast Facebook, you can click the link and go directly. IG don't allow you to do that. TikTok and all that. Yeah, TikTok. We got to put TikTok. Smoke World Podcast.
Well, it does allow you on Instagram. Too. You can put one. You can only put one, so you have to change it every time.
Oh, yeah. So I got the website up.
Yeah. You could switch that every.
Yeah, if you want to do it. That's too much. Too much. Listen, we love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Thanks for the support. And we'll check y'all on the other side. Peace.
Gotcha.